Yeah, well, that's it, Donna Marie. I think in this day and age, we're all trying to lower our carbon footprint anyway. And we're going to have so many houses coming down the line with materials that they're not able to use again, but could be recycled. And I'm actually surprised that to date, no planning or thought has gone into that, you know, because we've windows, we have doors. We have wood, we've got metal, all coming out of these houses that a lot of them cannot reuse. Now, there is a selling page on Facebook, which I was told was very popular, but there's so many of these items now, and there'll be even more coming through as people demolish their homes, that are going to need to, you know, have these items recycled to help the environment. And I'm actually really surprised that nobody has put any thought into the environmental impact of that. So I thought if there was a certain depot that could be utilised, that if anybody needed certain products and they were coming out of a home, that they could be recycled, repurposed to help the environment.
And as well, there could be, if such an initiative was brought into place, to make it more cost effective for homeowners as well. People who are finding themselves in this really unfortunate position are under so much financial strain from having to rebuild their homes.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm hearing stories every single day of people out tens of thousands of pounds. And the majority of people will try and recycle as much as they possibly can. But sometimes it's just not feasible, Donna Marie, you know, for different, you know, there's different builds, you know, going on, and people are using different building methods. And it's very important that, you know, these materials that are coming out of these homes should be able to be recycled, you know, in some way. I think the council should be in touch with recycling companies to try and get something set up that these products can be recycled and reused, you know, and sort of help our environment as much as we possibly can. I think that's everybody's aim, as I say, to get our carbon footprint down. But as I say, with so many products coming down the line, we need to put a plan in place, most definitely.